The Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy, how are you?
Grace, how are you?
Very, very well, thank you. Excited about some of the vinyl you've brought us up this morning.
Oh, there's some good ones today.
Yay. Well, there's always good ones. There's always good ones. Hey, what is the first track that you've brought us?
Well, now, you'll remember, most of you remember that, was it last year? I think it was last year, the Brownswood Recordings put together a compilation called We Out Here. Maybe it was even the year before now.
Time just passes so quickly.
But that was that sort of was a snapshot of the London underground jazz scene.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to follow up We Out Here is this one, which we were just saying, I don't know why it wasn't called We Down Here.
I know, that would have been much better
Maybe
title.
Maybe that was too obvious, I don't know. This one's called Sunny Side Up, the indefinable sound of the Melbourne underground.
Ooh, this is great. This track is called Powers 2, brackets the people, and Zeitgeist Freedom Energy Exchange is the name of the group.
Now, Zeitgeist, the person, also plays in 3070 with, you probably heard of Alicia Joy.
Yes.
He plays in her group.
Cool.
This is his own thing. He did a record, I think there was one on Wax Museum last year under this name, Zeitgeist.
So Zeitgeist Freedom Exchange is one person or a group?
No, it's a group.
It is a group.
But it's led by the drummer, whose name is Mr. Zeitgeist.
Nice.
Yeah.
You can tell it's a percussion-driven track, really, can't you?
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah.
Let's have a look at this.
The record.
So this is Giles Peterson's label, is that right?
Correct.
Fantastic. This is a lovely cover. It's like a sort of a woodcut image.
Yep. It's even got the, you see if you can spot the Brownswood Fox who's on all of the covers. Can you see him?
Oh, this is like, is he there at the front?
That's him.
Yeah, he's so cute. I was going to say, it's like the Where's Wally of album covers. Recorded at the Grove.
Yep, which is a studio practice sort of complex in suburban Melbourne. I think both the studio and a lot of this record have something to do with the Hiatus Coyote.
Okay, right. This is cool. We were just talking about this off air, but it says at the bottom as well, Brownswood Recordings acknowledge that this record was made on the Wurundjeri land in the Kulin Nation and recognise that their sovereignty was never ceded. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present. Brownswood Recordings acknowledge and respect their continuing culture, their strength, their resilience, and the contribution they make to the life of the region. That's awesome.
There you go. So that's... they're conscious of being... This is
really where they are. Yeah, totally. This is all. What else is on this, Troy?
Well, you've got... We mentioned Alicia already. She does her own tune on here. The kind of person... what is he called? The musical director of the whole thing is Silent J.
Silent J.
He has a track on here as well. We have Phil Stroud, who I didn't know before, but I would like to know more about. His track is great. Dufresne are on here. Kuzic, Audrey Pound, Lanius. Ah, and the great, well, I don't know about the great, but the very interesting and talented Horatio Luna.
Okay.
Is on here too. So... You know, how is this different from We Out Here? Well, We Out Here, while it's ostensibly a jazz record, it took a lot from London grime and a sort of club underground sounds as well. This, kind of the same. It ostensibly jazz again, but it takes a lot from, I'm assuming, the Melbourne dance or club underground, which seems to have a lot to do with Latin music.
Yeah, totally.
As much as a deep house, all kinds of stuff in there. But it's pretty cool. I was tentative when I heard that it was going to be focused on Melbourne jazz. Okay, that'll be...
Do you have your hang-ups about Melbourne jazz, Troy?
No, I just didn't think that... I was completely ignorant of the fact that the depth of the scene over there.
Mm, totally.
So...
Well, I can't say I am more knowledgeable about it. This is all news to me, but I'm enjoying it. Especially this flute.
Don't think flute's funny, it's not.
I don't think flute's funny. I played the flute in school. Every time I hear a flute on a track, I'm like, I feel validated in my decision making to pick probably one of the least practical instruments for bringing into, you know, later life beyond school orchestra and concert band. My my people, the flute people. I could never play it like this, though.
Practice.
Yeah, practice. Giles Peterson's certainly got an ear for what's going on in a scene, eh? Yeah. Which is, I'm always surprised, because he's obviously based in the UK. To know what's happening in, you know, other parts of the world, it takes a lot of deep digging. And
luckily for the guy, he's very mobile.
Exactly.
He's, you know, he's if he's not in Cuba, he was here not that long ago. Mm. He's in Australia. He's all over the place.
He's all over the place. So this is Zeitgeist Freedom Energy Exchange, Powers 2, numerical 2, brackets, The People. And what's the name of the album again, Troy?
The album is called Sunny Side Up.
Sunny Side Up.
It's the new one on Brownswood Recordings. Out worldwide tomorrow.
Woohoo! Have you got many copies of this?
We got some.
People have to fight over them.
I don't know. No one has to fight. I don't encourage
politely,
that.
Politely tug it from someone else's hands. And interestingly, you were saying as well, we were just playing Sampa the Great before. Few of these musicians are sort of Sampa the Great adjacent, eh?
Yeah, in fact, I think Ziggy Zeitgeist, this guy, is.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They're members of the live Sampa the Great band.
Fantastic.
All appear on this under various guises.
Maybe we'll be able to see them when Sampa the Great comes in October. It'll
maybe.
Be very cool. Hey, what's this next track you've brought us?
I don't know which one you're talking about.
Africa Express, maybe?
Well, let's go for Africa Express now. Africa Express presents Egoli.
This is cool. I'm already very into this.
This is not something I'm familiar with at all, Troy.
Africa Express?
No.
Well, it's this might be... They're not a group. It's like a collective of musicians, shifting musicians. The one you've heard of is probably that guy. Damon Albarn.
I don't think I have heard of Damon Albarn.
Yeah, you have. He was a singer of Blur and Gorillaz and everything. You have heard of Damon.
I don't,
Okay, so...
Not good with names, Troy.
Oh, right.
I'm always quite surprised by the stuff that Damon sort of tips his cap to. I always think, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the kind of thing he's done, and then he'll go and do a project that's quite, you know, comes out of a different direction.
Well, his involvement with African music goes back a long way. He put out an album called Mali Music, I think, in maybe 99 or 2000.
Okay.
But Africa Express, it's a collective of African and... Oh, listen to this shit. This girl is great. What's her name? Moon Jelly?
Moonchild?
Moonchild, yeah.
Moonchild. Moonchild Sinelli. She's got a great voice.
Okay, so what you have here is dozens and dozens of African musicians. There's a few Europeans chucked in there. Nick Zinner out of the Years has returned.
Oh, okay.
Griff Rees from the Super Furry Animals, singing mainly in Welsh on this record. So we have like a Welsh and...
Welsh.
And what's the language of South Africa? Xhosa, maybe?
Maybe.
Which is what Moonchild is singing here.
Okay.
And this was recorded over 1 week in Johannesburg. Now, Africa Express do like long tours and go all over the place. They were even an actual express train in the UK. They took a train everywhere.
Awesome.
All dozens of them.
This is very good. It's impossible not to groove along to this one, I think. So this track is called I Can't Move, in case you're wondering at home.
Now, this is the only one that actually has Damon in a lead vocal role.
Yeah, he's on quite a lot of these tracks. So's Griff Rees.
Yep.
I'm intrigued what the sort of like conceptual idea behind this album is. If you've got Griff Rees singing in Welsh, you've got obviously, you know, lots of different languages going on here. Do you know what pulled it all together?
What pulled it all together? The people, there was two gentlemen whose name I forget, decided to form Africa Express after noticing how marginalised African musicians were in European festivals, stuck on tiny little stages. Yep. No, like, hold on, this is contemporary music with the same kind of worth as any other contemporary music.
Mm.
And so that's where it came from. And over this record, it's a double LP with how many tunes? 18, I think.
Yeah.
And
almost, you know, more than that in terms of people who included on it. I'm just looking at the sticker here. I can see Mr. Jukes is also on there as well. I actually quite liked that weird Mr. Jukes record that came out a couple of years ago. I was suspicious of it.
Was that kind of the real sort of hard grime sound on that
No,
one?
This was the, like, it was called God First, and it's sort of like wacky kind of soul. It's got people like Charles Bradley and like De La Soul and stuff on it. It's a really, strange mix, but I quite liked it, yeah.
So this record, it covers all kinds of bases. Some of it, basically it's just contemporary music, whatever form.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of it is club focused. Ones that we just, like that one we just heard, could that have been a Gorillaz song? Maybe.
It does have that Gorillaz flavour to it. Yeah.
It's really wide, but the thing that holds it all together is it's all super uplifting stuff.
Totally, yeah.
Now,
this is great.
Egoli is that's the name of Johannesburg.
Okay.
The
original name.
Yeah, the real name.
The real name of Johannesburg, yeah. Egoli.
So it's South African focused, this one, and what a great record it is.
It is.
You didn't even mention that cover.
The cover is gorgeous. The colours are amazing, and there's a person dancing in the middle, which gives you, I think, the idea of what you're supposed to get out of this as well.
So yeah, but also you look here, we have the urban. We have the
sort of mountains.
It's a little bit abstract, isn't it?
It's gorgeous. I like it. So that's Africa Express presents Egoli. Is that right?
That's what it's called. I think it might be the fourth or fifth album. Oh, shit, we didn't mention DJ Spoko's on there. Black Jacks are on there as well.
Far out.
Infamous Boys. Who else can I see here?
It's Soul a long list there.
But that Moonchild Stanley, she's fantastic.
Wicked voice,
awesome.
You got to see her performances. She wearing like this weird big blue wig. She's just electric.
Awesome, very cool. Now, so that is pick number two.
Right there, imagine that.
What's pick number three?
Pick number three. Now this came out a few weeks ago, and we sold out relatively quickly. We've just restocked it now. Hit it. Now,
you brought us party tune today. I'm into that. The sunshine.
Yeah. Brent Brauer Frick are three classically trained musicians from Germany. When they started about 10 or 11 years ago, what they were doing was making sort of classic Ricardo Villalobos sort of leaning techno on classical instruments.
That's cool.
Acoustic. They've experimented further over the following albums. This one here kind of goes back to that idea at the same time as amping up the club vibe of it. There's even vocals on it, not on this tune. The vocals are from the lady from Catherine Ringer, who was, what was she in? French group?
Oh.
Rita Matsuko.
Ah, okay. This track's called Mass.
Now,
Mass?
Yes, yeah, maybe yeah. Massa.
Massa.
Crank this a bit and listen to what is being played on it.
What instrument is that?
You have piano, you have acoustic strings. Apart from that beat, it's a drum kit. Basically, again, you have classical instruments with a rhythm.
Wicked.
Wait for it to kick in there. You'll like it.
Cover of this is very good. Sort of a watercolour of some rugby boys that just turns into sort of multicoloured squares.
Pixelations. Now, Daniel Brandt, who is the Brandt out of Brandt Brow Frick, he's recently put out two records on Erase Tapes.
Okay.
His own ones.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Thank you. The strings are really nice in this. If you happen to be listening in headphones, they're placed quite high in the mix, like spatially high is what I'm trying to get at there. It's quite nice.
In the soundstage,
yeah. There we go, that's the technical term. I don't know.
Okay, listen there.
Oh, this is cool. This is very cool.
I'm not surprised this walked off the shelves.
Yeah.
You're not surprised?
No.
This is great.
It's great, yeah.
Is it the sort of thing you'd want to play on your Luxman?
Are you trying to sell it to me there, Troy?
No, I was wondering how the Luxman was going.
Yeah, Luxman's going well, thank you. Thank you.
Tessa's flash turntable. Got rest, chamber one, decades, extend, mass or massa, not entirely sure. Chamber two, echoes featuring Friedberg, Fuel Encore featuring Catherine Ringer, and Chamber 3 and Mont Blanc.
Someone said it sounds a touch like Fortet.
Yeah, it has a Fortet. It definitely has a Fortet.
Yeah, not a million miles away.
So this is Brandt Brouwer Frick?
Yeah, that's their three surnames.
Three surnames, okay.
I feel like I'm on the edge of to do something. Like it's, you like know.
Yeah.
Something's about to happen.
Something is about to happen.
Like the title of this is embossed very small in the corner. It's just understated.
Check the other corner.
What other corner? Oh, that one. Oh, and the name as well. Very, you know, minimal, very trendy. I do like the cover of this, though. It's running into pixelation.
This is what you're waiting for, Tess.
I more meant like, you know, it feels like something in my life's about to happen.
Something in your life is about to happen.
Yeah. The song's about to end.
No, you're about to buy this record.
I knew you were trying to sell it to me then, Troy. It doesn't sound like you need to try and sell this. It sounds like it's just going to be...
flying off the shelves, that one.
It's a killer.
It is a killer.
It's one of those interesting things like, does classical music have any place in the club? Yes. Does techno music have any place in the chamber? Yes. Mm.
All the genres, it's just a construct, isn't it, Troy?
I like that,
yeah,
Troy.
To me it is.
Yeah. So, remind us of those names again.
Right. This one here, Brandt Brouwer Frick Echo. It's the new 2LP set that has the CD inside for your car.
For my car? Yeah. You're trying to sell it to me as well. That is your job.
Before that, we heard another 2LP set. This is the, it might be the fourth record from Africa Express. Presents Egoli is the name of this one.
Awesome.
It's excellent.
I really liked that one. That might be my pick of the day, I think.
Really?
Yep.
Even above the new
Brownwood.
Oh,
actually, no, I forgot about that. That was really good too. Oh, they're all really good.
I think you might be seeing Rachel soon, Troy.
Yeah, we're seeing me.
Sunny Side Up, which is the follow-up to We Out Here on Brownswood, the indefinable sound of Melbourne's rising underground, is the subtitle or the sticker on it.
I like it.
Fantastic.
Some good stuff.
So head along to Southbound and grab those before they zoom off the shelves, everybody. Thanks very much,
Don't
Troy.
Don't forget, Sunny Side Up is out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Today.
Tomorrow for Sunny Side Up. Cheers, Troy.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street. Yep.